99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome if you have just tuned in. It's 2 minutes past 2 p.m. on the clock. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Now, thanks to all our callers during Confessions Thursday. Confessions Thursday makes a return next week Thursday. Yeah, right at the 12 o'clock hour. Say about past 12. We'll begin after the news, and then I play you some good music. All right, with that said, the Lords, welcome to the show. This is the script. The song is titled Science and Faith. Tried to break up to science. The script. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Science and Faith. Well, there's been much debate, and probably I would say an eternal debate around science and faith, particularly when we're split it right in the middle for those who hold up arguments in favor of science or those who hold up arguments in favor of faith. And we've met a few who found both truth and light, the courage and articulation to merge science and faith. To suggest that one is dependent on the other. It's interesting because that very same logic plays out in life today, where many people suggest that if it's material or if it's concrete, like if it's matter, then it's a little bit more easier to understand than if it's immaterial, then difficult. And so there has been what I would refer to as either a misunderstanding or even better, a misinterpretation around immaterial aspects of reality that inform or maybe even influence human reality. And today we'll have an opportunity to discuss one of those. And you'd agree with me that you've heard once before that emotions are weak. And today I think we should talk about that. Where are the Lords?
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
My name's Joyce and I play host on the Lords of Logic, actually on the sunny side. And I tend to look forward to this one because I get to more than just hear your political arguments. I get to feel you as a human. I'm kind of grateful for that because if there's anybody who's getting more out of you, it'll be me. 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Lords of Logic. Emotional power. Is that actual power or is it... Some of you would say, well, it's not as strong as rationale or logic. So let's talk about that. Where are the Lords? The Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info. 8 minutes past 1 p.m. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Emotional power. Is it power? Or is it weakness? So I would say that many people have, for example, said, oh, it's weakness. So you would hear people say, particularly to men, oh, don't be emotional. It's weakness. Oh, don't cry. It's weakness. And others would probably say, well, if a woman cries, then, well, you know, she's a woman. So in fact, I think what I've even heard is women are emotional. And I mean, it's one thing to use the language. It's one thing to even superimpose another interpretation on that language. Many people have said, oh, they're... Many people also think, well, if she's emotional, then she's mentally weak. And so I've heard men who say, let's talk as men. And really what they mean is, let's remove the women who are emotional and as such are weak. And let's talk logical because logicality might represent strength. You see that. Now, all of these references I'm giving you are the references you've heard, you've seen, you practice, you play out, you treat people by this very same laid out structure of thinking. So on the Lords of Logic, is emotion power or is it powerlessness? Welcome to the show. Hello. Nigeria Info. It's good to have you here.
Joyce, blessed are you among so many.
And blessed are thou. Welcome, it's good to have you. Thank you for calling.
Well, to answer your question,
what's
your
name?
Right from ancient times, there has been this belief that you always have to be in control of your emotions for gain. Like, let me give you an example. Have you heard of this proverb that they say, sometimes you have to play the pig so you can eat the tiger? So, in that particular translation, what they mean is like, if someone is doing something that is hurting you, you need to control yourself, reduce yourself to your lowest form until the person believes that you are harmless. And then at that particular point, you pounce on the person.
Like that's then she stoops to conquer type thing.
Yeah. Then it's just like, or people that have this kind of belief that the winner is the one who decides history. So there's always this belief that you need to control your emotions for gain. In some certain instances, they are right, but I'll say in the majority of scenarios, they are wrong. Because when you bottle this thing up, it leads to disaster. Like, when I mean, like, in some certain instances, they are right. Like, if you are a doctor, or let's say you are someone who's disarming a bomb, you need to be in control of your emotions then. But in terms of human interaction, this thing that they are
talking about. So now, let's separate being in control of your emotions and acknowledging your emotions. Because I think what society has succeeded in doing is they ask you to deny your emotions, actually.
Yeah.
So you have people who are just robots in human form.
Yeah. So it's just like there are so many instances in society, like if you're a man, they'll say, you're a man, you can't show emotion. They have taught us to withhold emotion.
So good. Then is emotion weakness? Then what kind of, is it powerlessness indeed?
No, or? Emotion is not weakness. Emotion is, I think a better option is you understand the emotion, then you acknowledge it instead of just pushing it by the side. Because the more you ignore something, the more it keeps accumulating. And the day it comes out, you won't be able to hold it.
So what is emotion, therefore? So what is emotion? I can give you a minute if you need to just connect your thought.
Emotion, for me, is a feedback mechanism. So the wisest decision you can do is that it's just like if you touch fire, it burns you, you understand? Yeah. So the emotion is a feedback to something. So what you're supposed to do is you take that feedback and you process it.
Okay. That's a good one with you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Welcome, Lords, to the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
It's Comrade.
Okay.
Sister, emotional power. Anytime that I'm highly emotional, anytime that I'm crying, sister, it's the time where I get power. Anything where it's in your hand, I feel if somebody was to. If I decline, you know, anybody would say maybe because I'm crying, I'm too lazy, I'm too low. Let that person tell me, and if I carry water, I will give that person water. It is a time I used to get power. But if someone knows danger, if I go in the crash, I think carry water going to break my head. If it's up, I think to myself. If it's up, I think carry water break my head.
All right. Oh, no, that's not for the Lords of Logic. That's very pedestrian, the way you put it. But I think I get it. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, the Lords of Logic. Emotional power, is that weakness? Is that a form of power? So that's the question. Is it a form of power or is that powerlessness? So it means that you must, one, understand what emotions are. So I hope you do. Then you try to touch on that when you try to give me a feedback or give me a response to the question today. What is emotion? Then, based on what you think it is, then please inform us whether you think it's power or powerlessness. Yeah, because you interface with people who live in a world who tell you that emotion is weakness. So let's find out whether there's any truth to that. The Lords of Logic, my name's Joyce. What's your name?
Lord Sharon.
Lord Sharon. It's good to have you. Welcome.
Emotions, it depends. You know, people that are talking about it are from their observation. So if you read these books, all these books that have to do with action thrillers, you see that when the main person begins to have a sort of feelings, the person becomes irrational, the person now begins to have the other person at heart all the time, and it makes the person not to think and strategize as how they should have done ordinarily.
Wait, are you talking about the movies? Did you just reference the movies?
No. I'm saying if you look at these books now that have to do with action thrillers,
okay,
it has to do with people. Whenever they function well when they are not attached to anyone emotionally.
So however, you're saying that emotion could be powerless or makes you powerless?
It could bring about weakness, but I would say it's not weakness.
Oh, heaven, but, honey. Okay. Okay.
It's not weakness, but it brings about weakness if not controlled.
Okay. So when you say control, what do you mean?
So to control is you not letting people know how you feel all the time. If people can detect your emotions, then it's weakness.
Really?
They can use it, yes. They can use it to their advantage and to your disadvantage. So if you get to know, I'm a lawyer. So if you get talking to me, when you cry to me. Now, whether you're a guilty party, you can just come to me and use that fact because you already know that this girl can't stand tears. So when you come to me, you cry. Yeah. I may not want to know if you're guilty, okay? But if you can't tell whose place I will take, you have no choice. You have no choice but to be, I don't know this person.
So are you saying that a person cannot be both rational and emotional at the same time as a being?
Exactly.
Exactly what? It's not possible?
It's not possible because, see, it's not possible because when you're under the influence of emotion, you don't think. That's why there's this popular saying that they say, don't make decisions when you're happy and don't make decisions when you're angry.
So the problems with sayings is many of them require interrogation because even the person who wrote it could have been drunk when he wrote it. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
You've given us something I think we need to also look at. You're saying that a person cannot be emotional and articulate or logical at the same time and coherent at the same time.
You have to be, that's why there's a word called sober. Out of emotions.
Hold on. My question to you is, you are saying, I'm not talking about, because sober, if we go sober, that's not in the context of the conversation.
Okay.
You can be emotional and sober. You can be logical and sober. Sober does not in any way fit into one of these aspects of our conversation more than the other.
So being sober is the neutral, I feel is being neutral.
So, no, wait.
You're not emotional. You are not having, there are reasons why they say, Nemo Jude e Kasaswa. So it means that a judge, I'm sure you know it. It means a judge, or let me say a party, somebody that has interest in a case.
A person can be sober and not be sensible and not be logical.
It means that the person is under one influence.
Oh, come on, honey. We've met people who are quiet.
Don't you meet sober people who are...
It
doesn't mean you have to be sad. It doesn't mean that you are in your right frame of mind. Unless the person does not have a right frame of mind.
So many times, a person can be sober and emotional. A situation can make a person emotional, right?
It's a situation that brings about emotions, right? Yeah.
Good. So you are saying that it's not possible for a person, you think so being sober is so neutral that it's more reflective of logicality than it is of emotion.
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate.
Thank you.
Lagos, Nigeria, we got work. And I like it when I bring that work to you. It's the Lords of Logic. So this last caller saying, well, it's a lot better to be logical than it is to be emotional because, and that's the thing, I try to get it out of her and I think I did. She says, you cannot be emotional and logical at the same time. It's like, well, you haven't met Joyce, have you? Hello, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. Hello.
Yes.
The Lords of Logic, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your name? Pardon? Good, go ahead.
All right. It happens in my life. When I was younger, normally my friends stopped taking me to where somebody is dead. A friend is dead, you understand? Or a relative from them or me is dead. Because I will start crying, I'll just disgrace them, whether they like it or not. So they just stopped taking me to there. Even after they tell me I'll start reading this person's life, then I'll start crying. So I'm so emotional. I will be highly emotional to the extent I will show it, everybody will see. A young man, very nice young man, I will just start crying, like, you know. So that is just emotional. I'm just emotionally, I mean, come on, I love my friends so much, I love my people so much that I don't want them to die. You understand? So that is emotion.
Hold on. The last caller is saying that. Wait, I get that part. Hold on. The last caller is saying that when you're emotional, you can think. Is that correct?
No. No way. You are not insane. You are yourself. You're taking things above how it's supposed to be.
So you are saying you counter that. You can be emotional and logical at the same time.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Lords of Logic, my name's Joyce. Welcome to Radio Wear 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Yeah. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, Godman.
Huh? What's your name?
Godman.
Lord sure. Godman. Please go ahead. Lord Godman. Go ahead.
All right. So, I don't know if you've heard about emotional intelligence. First of all, we've established that emotions are powerful.
No, have we established it? Or you want to establish it? You want to establish that.
I think it's obvious to everyone.
No, hold on now. Did you hear the female? It's not obvious. Hold on, wait. The female says you can't be emotional and logical at the same time.
Well, no, that's a different thing. That's logic, intelligence, all right? That's illogical. You're not logical when you're intelligent.
Is
emotional.
That accurate?
That's another one.
Is that accurate?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think there's a way you can train yourself. That's what they call emotional intelligence, where you are emotional at that point, but you know how to control. Let me not use the word control. You know how to train yourself not to express it illogically.
Okay.
In a illogical way, in a way that just escalates to something that will just get out of control. You know, so I don't think so. But I want to establish emotions are powerful. There's no denial to that. And an angry man, without that anger, sometimes when you get angry, you find yourself doing things that are almost supernatural. And so in my anger, look at what I've done. So I think it's the way to train ourselves not to let it go.
So you're saying if one is informed, if one is knowledgeable or maybe one is educated, one can afford to be both emotional and logical. If the mind is solid enough, you can be both emotional and be logical at the same time.
Exactly.
That's a yes. Well, you keep repeating this training like one is supposed to go to UNILAG for it. Well, thank you. Hello. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. Hello. Make it back. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce.
Good to have you. What's your name?
When you are emotional.
What's your name?
Justice. My name is Justice.
Welcome. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Okay, emotional and logic don't go hand in hand.
Okay.
If you are emotional, you cannot be logical at the same time. And I will tell you why. Now, if there is a judgment to make and you are in position to make that judgment, if you are an emotional person or you are emotional about that particular judgment, you are being controlled by your emotion. You understand? So whatever decision you are making, you are making that decision based on your emotions.
Okay.
You understand? But once you become logical, you understand? It's more like snapping out of your emotions. You understand? So to me, I have been in that situation before. And one thing about emotion is that you become so selfish that even when people are telling you that what you're doing is not right, or maybe it's not the right thing, it's not the, how do I put it now? It might be right. It might be the right thing, but it might not be the right thing at that particular point in time. So even when people are telling you, emotion will kind of block out your hearing and understanding of whatever suggestion that's been given to you at that particular point in time.
Okay, good. So let's interrogate we have to interrogate what you have said. You're saying that if you're supposed to make a judgment and you're emotional, you would fail to make a solid, logical judgment because you're being impaired by your emotions.
Yeah.
So what informs judgment? So if a person's... What informs a human mind to make judgment?
Okay, well, normally what should be... Is it what informs or what is supposed to be...
I asked you. What informs judgment? How does a person arrive at a place where they are capable enough to make
logic.
Good. So it means that Well, no, I don't think it's logic. I don't think that's the right answer because you need information, right? You need to collect information. So, you're going to collect information. So I have information. So let's assume you're supposed to make a judgment and you have information, right?
Yes.
And then a situation plays out in front of you that makes you emotional. Are you saying that that emotion erases the knowledge that you have? Because that's exactly what you might imply or what you implied earlier.
So it doesn't erase the knowledge, you know, of what you have. But at that moment, what's your emotional life? It depends on what your emotion, the direction your emotion is taking you to.
Good. So you meaning you're still referring to knowledge, like you're referring to all the knowledge that the person would have.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
But you know, Joyce, let me make this point before we continue.
Okay.
Now, sometimes people make this mistake. The fact that your emotion, it's like you watch somebody kill someone in front of you. You understand? Everybody will say, oh, this person has committed a crime, a murder. Your emotion is to do what? To judge that person, that murderer, to whatever punishment that is supposed
hold
to be.
Hold on a second. I want to go off on a break.
I'm about
to go off on a break. Please.
Okay.
We'll be right back, Lagos.
The Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. And the last caller, let's see. My brother, you there? You're not. Fantastic. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. So, well, he was on a thought. And until he concludes it, I can't say that I thoroughly understand what he was trying to imply. So I'll just maybe hope that he calls back. Welcome to the Lords of Logic. Welcome, Lords, to the show. You've heard that emotions are something probably not worth allowing yourself express because it's a form of weakness. We're trying to interrogate that, find out how accurate that is. And so by your interpretation, by your comprehension, by your apprehension, do you think that that is correct? So I think the last caller would need me to insert a word for him. I think when you feel emotion, for example, given a certain situation where you're supposed to make judgment, you feel sympathy, right? So I think sympathy is something that a word you would need to help you expand what emotion. Now, the thing about sympathy is, no, let me not tell you. Let me ask you. Are you saying that you would need to be less sympathetic to be logical? That's a curved ball. Yeah, that's a nicely curved ball. Would you need to be, unsympathetic to be logical? You're on the Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome to Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Kenneth.
Real good, Lord Kenneth. What's up, Lord? What you got?
Okay. For me, I think you can be logical and at the same time be emotional.
Okay.
That's what I feel. My thing is, when you're emotional, and let me continue from where the last caller stopped.
We don't know where he stopped, or because he was still on something. We don't know where he stopped, but go ahead.
Okay. The thing is, if you are a judge, for instance, and a case is presented to you now, and of course something plays out that exploits your emotion, right? Now, for you to take...
Wait. Sorry. I hate to interrupt you. The word exploits is probably not ideal in that regard.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's not exploitation.
No. Somebody presents a case before you, and you know how we can be. Somebody might come in front of me and say, okay, let me present it in such a way that he would be sympathetic.
Yeah.
I want him to be emotional. Do you understand?
We're not going to imply that judges are senseless people. No, hold on. I'm sorry. Wait, let's not try to imply that judges are senseless people, that they would rather be emotional than sensible. No. So you can hear a story that stirs up sympathy, and that happens, right?
Okay.
That's a good place to continue. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so now, as a judge, now the case is being presented, and now you are now feeling, you are having emotions towards what has been presented.
Okay.
Now, what your emotion does is that it informs your, it kind of influences your decision. It may one way or the other twist your, the decision you want to take. Take for instance, if by law the judge you are supposed to, your, what you are supposed to tell the person is maybe okay, the person is supposed to be hanged. Maybe the person is supposed to die for the offense he or she has committed, and something plays out in the scenario, and yes, you are being pitiful of the situation. You cannot say, okay, because you are being emotional, your emotion might want to make you twist it and say, okay, instead of this guy dying, why not give him another chance? Let's give him, let's sentence him to 20 years imprisonment and all of that. Mm-hmm. So what emotion does is that it influences our decision. Even when we are logical.
Okay,
so
now, even law must have mercy. So even the law, yes. Even like, so they say that even law must have mercy. Otherwise, it yes. becomes brutal. It no longer becomes law, it becomes something else.
Yes.
So even your law requires that there be an element of regard, both for human and maybe an element of redemption as well. So if, say,
rejoice,
a person...
Rejoice.
Okay, go
because
ahead.
You know, the law is the law. The law is. The law is not what ought to be. The law is what should be.
Hold on. No. Wait. So you are right when you say maybe the law in print says life imprisonment, and then the judge determines, yes. Okay, I'm going to give you 25 years instead, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
What I want to establish is, are you saying that emotions goes only one way? It informs, because remember that the judge is probably sympathetic to whom? That was why I asked the earlier caller, what informs judgment? So is a judge sympathetic to the murderer or the one who was murdered?
Now, the judge, you have just put me on the spot there.
I can give you a minute to think about it. I can give you a minute to think about it. I'm not trying to put you on the spot here.
Yes, now, for me, you know, the judge...
Because,
though,
you see, you haven't also considered that a judge could hear a murder case and instead of life sentence, she gives him 100 years in prison, like, to, or 500
yes.
years in prison.
But, yeah, of course, that's very possible. That's
yeah,
very
so
possible.
So the implication of this topic today is, are we saying that emotions are powerlessness of a sort? They make a person powerless.
Well, I don't think we should put it that way. It is not in the way, like, it is not in the manner in which we will just say, because if you, let me...
So, okay, let me help you. What are emotions? Then you can follow from there and come forward. So you can think about it. I think you need to establish what emotions are and then mm-hmm. come forward from there. So what are they to you? So someone called earlier on, when I asked him what are emotions, he said that they inform you. The same way logical knowledge would inform you is the same way emotions inform you.
Attribute that informs your decision.
Good.
Like
so are they powerless, therefore?
Well, they can make you powerless to some sort.
Okay. So are they powerless? So when you say make you powerless to some sort, are they more likely to make you powerless or what?
No, they are likely to make you powerless. They are likely to make you powerless.
Because so it's not possible that emotions can make you strong?
No, I doubt it.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Welcome to the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Well, it's the Lords of Logic, and as you can see, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's yours?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling me.
So, I don't think emotions are...
What's your name?
Or attributes that make you powerless.
What's your name?
My name is Zainab. Actually, sorry.
Welcome, Zainab. Go ahead.
So, emotions are like double-edged swords. They make you powerful. Like, they are things that drive you to a certain course. They don't like make you powerless, or maybe when you have emotions, you're unable to think straight. I don't think emotions and reason are things it should be taken like simple the way people are saying. This other caller said the judge not giving enough sentence and things like that because of emotions. I don't think that's true.
Thank you. Thank you then. I do appreciate it. 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's the Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show. Make it back. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Hello. You know why. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
This is Joy calling.
Good to have you here, Joy. Thank you very much for calling.
I don't think emotion makes somebody powerless.
Okay.
Depends on the person. Like me, it does not make me powerless. It does not influence my decision. Maybe that emotion just make me say, how can somebody behave like this?
You're sympathetic.
How can somebody do something like this? But for me to make decision over that situation, it will not influence my decision.
Thank you. All right.
Thank
you very much for calling. So that was rather straightforward. Welcome, lords, to the Lords of Logic. It might appear that some lords believe that emotions are powerful. Well, actually, a few lords think that emotions are powerful. The most believe that it's, yeah, it has a tendency, a high tendency to make you powerless. My name is Joyce. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info, your host on the sunny side. Welcome. Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Make it back. Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. Emotions. You've been told it's powerless or has a proclivity for powerlessness or makes the human powerless. Well, is it true? Do you believe that emotions make you powerless? Wow. Oh, man. Oh, son of common man. Welcome. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you on the Lords of Logic. It's good to have you. Welcome. Tell us your name.
No, so, my name is Ahmed.
Welcome, Ahmed. Pleasure having you. Yeah. Go ahead.
And I would like to say emotions play a lot of impact in our decision making, and most times emotion makes you feel illogical. I'll give an example. You see two people in love, they are ASAS, and everybody tells them, don't get married, because of your ASAS situation. And they're like, no, I'm going to die if I don't get married to this person. And that is simply emotion. And I'll go to a very simple one. You see, parents, they want to buy stuff for their children. And most of the times, they buy a lot of things simply because of our emotion, the way we feel about the children. Oh, I want them to have this. Most of our decision makings are ruled by emotions.
Is that a function of emotion, or that's a function of a lack of information? It's like when hold on a second. It's like when parents know that their son or daughter failed school, and then they go pay a teacher to write up the score. Is that emotion? Is that information?
No. That's
or
what
lack
I'm
of
saying.
Information.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, most of the things we do, well, let's say I want to buy a gift. Let's say I see a toy. It's because of emotion most times. It's not as if the kid actually needs that particular thing. It's just emotion.
I don't think so. Many times you buy it because you just don't want them to stress you. That's not emotion. That's thinking.
Because you don't want them to what?
You don't want them to stress you. Like, so many times you do things because of what you're trying to avoid. It's not because you... It's not emotion. I don't agree with it.
Maybe.
Then the loved one isn't a very... The loved one is not a very... It's not befitting. Well, no, pardon me. It's beyond reproach. We can't use the love context for this argument because love operates under a different set of rules. Love would make you... What?
Love is an emotion.
Love is something that emotes. So the love is something, and then the way you connect and interpret it is through emotions. Love is not emotions. Have you heard of quantum entanglement in physics?
Quantum entanglement in physics.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. So there's something in physics called quantum entanglement. That's not emotion.
Really?
No, okay. It's not.
All right. No, but that's my view, Dusha.
Well, maybe you would need to reconsider that.
Nah, I don't want to. Thank you.
Sure. The Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Good afternoon. My name is Sam from Ikorodu.
Sam, speak up for us. Go ahead. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
Okay.
Wow. Hello. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info. Make it back. The sunny side. I'm going to go here. I guess we have someone here. Let's find out. Hello. Good afternoon to you. What's your name? Who are you calling from? Can you hear me? Hello. All right, this is someone from outside the country, but his internet in that country is not good. Nigeria Info, hello, welcome to the Lords of Logic.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Joyce.
Welcome, what's your name?
My name is Nnamdi.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you.
All right. So what I have to say in this case is that we need to, first of all, give this conversation a perspective.
No, we're not going to narrow it down. You're going to tell me what you understand by it. I'm not going to narrow it down. I like it the way it
All right.
Is.
Okay. So now, God is not an emotional God. Man is made of man is first a spirit being. He has a soul and he lives in a body. All right. Emotion is the seat of feelings, in intelligence and all that, where we have the five senses. I'm going to answer two questions or solve two problems, you know, with one stone. Emotion, you know, it betrays or it beclouds our sense of judgment. Emotions renders the word of God ineffective. The word of God is truth.
Go back a second.
Reality.
Wait a God-given moment. You just said emotions renders the word of God powerless?
It renders it ineffective. Tradition renders it ineffective.
Tradition and emotions are two different things.
I know. Feelings, all right? Feelings. Let me use feelings now. It renders the word of God ineffective. Like the lady that said that she feels like committing suicide. What she needed to do there is to put her feelings aside and go for what God, what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, "I shall not die but live."
The structure of your argument is incoherent, and let me explain that. So, we don't know that she has a religious foundation, and from the conversation I had with her, there was no evidence of a religious foundation. So you cannot assume your judgment on the basis that she had a religious foundation. She didn't have a religious foundation. And your gospel, hold on, wait. Your gospel tells, wait. No, wait. So we're dealing with, you referenced her. We need to correct that so that you can rearrange your argument. She didn't have it. And your gospel is sympathetic to people like that.
Now, it appears that what I was trying to say there, you know,
you didn't answer. No, I understood it. No, hold on a second, my brother. I get it. You said that the lady is not supposed to want to kill herself. She's supposed to go to where God told her that she's victorious, but she doesn't have a religious foundation.
Oh, okay.
Must first have a religious foundation before you can claim the victories of the cross.
Okay, and that is the problem, because she's being ruled by her feelings.
No, she's been tormented by a demon. This is, no, please, no. She's tormented by a demon. That's not a feeling.
Okay, let's leave that one. Let me focus on the conversation. Oh, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, fine. Now, some people, like one sister and one other brother, gave it a perspective from God's perspective.
Oh, heaven, leave God alone.
That God, all right, that we all have, that created all of us, does not relate with us based on our emotions.
Okay.
For example, why does God allow people he created and he loved to die? Why? And there are instances where people die, God refers us to going to where they are doing burial ceremonies and parties. Because that, if you go to where they are doing funeral, that's where you begin to realize and think, oh, you are going to go this way one day. Then you begin to amend your ways. In that case, emotion is okay. All right, but you see, Bible says that we are you there?
I am.
That we are permitted to be angry, but to sin not. In that case, God did not give any human being the capacity to get back to contain anger from sunrise to sunset.
No, you have the capacity for anger from sunrise to sunset. You are instructed to not be angry from sunrise to sunset.
Why?
That's a different question.
Why?
You said we don't have the capacity. We have the capacity to be mad for years.
For years?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Why is that a problem?
We cannot be more righteous than God. He says, "Be angry and sin not."
Yeah, but that's an instruction. You said about human capacity.
He says that we should let go of our anger before the sun sets.
Yeah, that's an instruction. But people don't let go of anger. That's like, I'm helping you. You're not even helping yourself.
Why shouldn't they let go of that anger? Because
that's not the debate. That's a different thing.
People will take advantage of that and
all right.
Manage.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling.
Now, the judges, are you there?
No, I think I would like to. I think you've given us your point. It's all over the place.
The judges operate by God's law.
Oh.
And they are not permitted to take bribe because if they take bribe...
Okay, now that's a whole different thing.
If they
okay.
cloud their sense of judgment, they call the
right... We're not discussing bribery. No, we're not discussing coonery here. We're asking whether you understand if emotions override judgment or whether emotions are powerful or powerless, and you haven't even touched that.
Emotion is powerless.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
It's powerless.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. It's the Lords of Logic.
Good afternoon, Joyce Onyemowa.
It's good to have you. Thank you very much for calling me. You tell me your name, you can go ahead.
Lord Emeka.
Lord Emeka, welcome to the show.
Yeah, you got away yesterday with that bat.
I got away.
I tried severally to call back, but you didn't take the call. I wanted to clarify my point.
I apologize.
I heard you arguing with your colleague over there.
I was wishing you would call back.
I tried severally, my sister.
All right.
But your show is a hot cake. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
All right. I left off while you were talking about the possibility of separating emotion from logic, right?
No, are emotions powerful or powerless? Now, the world has told us it makes a person powerless, so want to figure out if that's true.
Emotions is not powerless, it's not powerful. It all depends on the state or how it directs you. That is my feeling.
Okay.
Because the reason I'm saying this is, for instance, you're not in a scene where an incident occurred. Now you're a judge, or you are supposed to pass a judgment on the scenario, what transpired. You were not there, but the facts are presented before you, or the circumstantial evidence are all presented before you. Now, what is emotion? Emotion is a mental reaction or feeling towards an object or something or scenario.
Is there a reaction? No, hold on, you're rushing this thing. Is there a reaction, or is it an impute?
Mental reaction. That is the dictionary definition of emotion.
Oh, no.
Mental reaction towards an object or feeling towards a situation. It is a fact that you've heard, that the circumstantial evidence before you, that will now place you on either side, give you the right, either the negative or positive emotion, to jump to a logical conclusion.
Wait, hold on, go back a minute. You say what? Is the information or the facts before you?
It's the information before you.
Uh-huh.
And the circumstantial evidence that has been presented before you, that will not give you the negative or positive emotion required to make a logical conclusion.
So basically, all of this is actually a function of first information.
Exactly. Good. Information is an ingredient towards that.
Fantastic.
You
go ahead.
You cannot make a logical conclusion without information.
Okay.
It is the information that will not place you, because you were not there when this incident occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is the information available to you that will not give you a mental picture. That is where the emotion comes in.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if you are reviewing the image, you are replaying it in your mental...
In your mind's cinema. Yeah, go ahead.
Mind. Mm-hmm. And that will now place you in the right mood to make an informed and logical conclusion on the matter.
So,
that is my foundation.
What ruins? So, when they say that emotions are powerless,
I disagree.
It all depends
on how your emotions lead you. Don't get it wrong. Emotions could lead you negatively or positively.
Uh-huh.
It all depends on the information available to you.
So if a person had good enough information, then it would be most likely for them to be made more powerful by emotions.
And positive.
Yeah, made more powerful by emotions, right?
Exactly.
We went somewhere with that. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, so this is someone so far who's put out a good argument for or in favor of emotions being powerful. Most of us have put out most of others have put out an argument for emotions make people powerless. Welcome to the Lords of Logic, your Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
You have to speak up for us. Good afternoon. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, I am Peter.
Welcome, Peter.
Yes. I think a lot of people don't understand the meaning of emotions.
Let's begin with you. Go ahead.
So, being emotional actually means your true feeling. why being logical means you reason before you take an action concerning a certain situation. So you can, it's possible for you to truly, it just depends on the situation. Your true feelings come out, maybe you might just be walking down the street, someone just gives you a dirty slap. At that point, you will just be emotional. You will not be logical. You will not even think about it. You just react.
You're saying that, well, hold on, please. Okay. You're saying that emotions does not allow you think?
At a certain point, at a certain scenario, your emotions will just first show up.
Without, it just impairs your reasoning. It, like, it practically just shuts down your thinking faculty.
Yes. At that certain, just like someone, you experiencing someone just, someone just killed somebody.
I want to scream.
Your emotions, at that point,
wow.
Your emotions at that certain point will just come up. And before, it is after which you've reacted at your first instance, then you now start reasoning. Now, at that point, you start reasoning, you become logical.
Are you creating a scenario in a moment of shock? Are you saying shock doesn't allow you think?
That is the...
Yeah, but you see, shock doesn't allow the most logical people think. That's why it's called shock. Because it takes you unawares, right? Yeah. So shock is not a good example. We have to use another more settled environmental reference for this one.
Okay, let me use this for example. Your child comes to you and cries, like, "Mommy, I'm just going on the road. Someone just hit me, and the person is my." You afraid? You be angry? Someone hit you? What did you do? Mm-hmm. And maybe the person just walks up to you and says, "Oh, madam, this is what happened. This is what your daughter did." You would be, you'd be emotional. Now, it's your second thought that takes the logical part. And
so,
at that point, you use the two.
So you would still, let me give you another scenario, but I have to be off on a break. Let me tell you now that I want to be off on a break. I'm actually due for a break. If you can hold it on the telephone line, it'll be good to finish your thinking with you. Is that all okay? Right. Thank you.
Okay.
We're off on a break, Lagos. I'll be right back. My name's Joyce.